Heather, from your perspective, how can the church transform unjust structures?
Okay, well, I'm going to start my response by saying that this is a question that I have a lot of questions still to answer on myself, and that's one of the reasons why I think it's really exciting to be here today and to hear the different ideas that are in the room. I'm going to offer a few thoughts on some of the things that I think might be involved, but I'm really interested to kind of keep talking with people as well, as we all kind of learn from experience, as well as from experience now and from experimental learning, as well as perhaps learning from the past too. So I think part of the challenge is perhaps around how do we kind of mainstream social justice within the life of the church? And I think that's something that will play out quite differently in different denominations and in different traditions. And different parts of the church are probably in quite different places on this at the moment. But if I think, for example, about parts of the evangelical church, I'm aware that perhaps over the last, 20 or so years, perhaps a bit longer than that, there's certainly a very strong emphasis on kind of whole life discipleship and thinking about what does it mean to be a Christian in all aspects of my life, including my workplace, my family, being part of a church community and so on. But that has often tended to be presented through a lens of evangelism. And so one of the things that I think is quite interesting for us to think about moving forwards, not just with that part of the church, but is what does it look like to be a whole life disciple, as it were? You can use your own terminology if you prefer something else, but through the lens of social justice. So can we help churches to think about and congregations to think about what does that mean for me? What does it mean for the people that I work with and the people that I'm in community with? A few things that I think are probably need to be part of how we do this are that it needs to include a season or a period of listening, and that might be local listening, it might also be national listening, but I think that sense of being with people, really having a depth of understanding of real experience is very important. I think there's something perhaps about lament that we don't necessarily talk about that much, although it has been in the news recently, this past week or so. But I think there's something about actually engaging emotionally and relationally with the real damage that poverty is causing to people's lives, people within our congregations, as well as in the wider community, and finding a right way to respond to that together that expresses some of that suffering and that experience. There may be something about repentance that the church can take a lead on when it comes to social justice. So finding ways to acknowledge what are the ways that as a society we are letting one another down, and are there ways that we could express that in a way that's meaningful both within and beyond the church. And then I think it's as we start to engage with those experiences, the theology, and some of the political issues, that people then we start to work out the different pathways to action, whether that's campaigning, whether it's other forms of influence, it might be the ways in which we communicate about these issues that can have a big impact, whether that's people who are writers, people who are filmmakers, or whether it's people who are having conversations with other people at the pub, and just the way that they're talking about the people that they live alongside, the way that our language is framed around people who are receiving benefits, and some of those social issues that we talk about on a day-to-day basis. And I think maybe that's part of the change. It's not a full answer to the question, but I'm going to leave it there.